Good evening, everybody. So I'm a little sick, if you can tell by that cough, so just bear with me if my voice sounds kind of funny or I start coughing. So I've been coming to this church probably my whole life. I have many memories of being in the back as a child, trying not to be that loud, which means that some of you have known me probably my entire life, and in turn, I've known some of you my entire life. Some of you even held me as a child. I know some family out there. So for some of you, you will hear more words come out of my mouth tonight than of all the other times you've heard me talk combined. Because those of you that know me, you know I'm a very quiet person. So then some of you might be wondering why I'm up here. But the rest of you are probably wondering what I'm going to talk about. But I'm going to start with the why I'm up here first, because I think it's really important. And then I'll get to the other part. I'm up here because I believe God has called me to speak to all of you tonight. God has been trying to get my attention for quite some time, and I haven't been listening. I've been too focused on other things, and I should have been realizing what's been important and what's been missing. God is calling people to act. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, God says, go out into the world and spread the gospel to all creation. And that's what I'm up here to do tonight. That's why I'm here. So, on to what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about something very important to me. And this is something that I think everyone here should do in their lives. And that is selflessness, patience, and love. I know that's kind of a lot, and if I could put that all into one word, I would. Because to me, I see it as one thing. And I tried to think of a word that would sum all it up. I couldn't really at first, but when I really thought about it, one word did pop into my mind, but I'll get to that later. So I wish I could pull a memory of my life that could explain to you why I put so much value in selflessness, patience, and love, but I can't. This is just something that's been instilled in me at such a young age that there isn't one memory for me. It's just what I've always thought a good person should be like. A good person is someone that is selfless, that would do something for someone just for the sake of doing it. Someone that is patient, that will be right there where they need to be, when they need to be for somebody else. And someone who loves wholeheartedly. So I'll talk about someone from the Bible that I know is selfless, patient, and loving. And that person is Ruth. Some of you already know about Ruth's life. And some of you only know a little bit. And then maybe some of you don't know anything about it at all. So in Ruth's life, her husband dies, and her brother-in-law dies, and her father-in-law dies. And her mother-in-law decides that she's going to go back to where her people come from, a place where Ruth is not from. But she decides that she's going to go with Naomi and leave her people, leave her land, leave her family, and be there for Naomi. So she goes with Naomi to her people, or to Naomi's people. And she goes out, and she tries to do work, and tries to get food, and try to provide for Naomi. And a man called Boaz sees what she's been doing. And he helps her, and he gives her food. And she, in turn, helps him, and helps take care of him, and in the end of the story, they get married. And eventually, she becomes the grandmother of David. And that's the end of the book. She's the kind of person who gets selflessness, patience, and love. She does what is best for others. She went out and did what was best for Naomi, and she went out and did what was best for Boaz. She was patient. She would listen to Naomi, and she would listen to Boaz, and you could see the love in her actions. (Clears throat) Now, selflessness, patience, and love are not worldly friendly terms. The world out there doesn't want you to be a selfless, patient, or loving person like Ruth. We live in a world that wants you to think only of yourself and that tries to make you think that that is the only thing important. We live in a world where it's all about me, 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 and how I can get what I want, and people are entitled and they don't have to wait for anything. And the world wants to trick you to think you that maybe you have love, but you don't really truly have love. And the world will try and tell you that a person who is selfless and patient and loving is a weak person and they can easily be taken advantage of. And that the only way to make it in this world is just take care of yourself. But earlier I told you that I thought of a word, one word that would include selflessness and patience and love. And it's not a word that you can throw around and everyone will just know what you're talking about, being selfless, patient, and love. But it's a word that just means that. And it's the word that I first thought of when I thought of what those three words that came in mind. And that word is more of a name. That word is Jesus. Jesus is selflessness, patience, and love. If you look back at everything that he's done on this earth, you will see the selflessness and patience and love in every action. If you read any story of Jesus interacting with the apostles, you'll see how patient he is with them. This is the Son of God sent down to earth, and they see him doing miracles, yet they still are in disbelief when he does something amazing. In Matthew chapter 14, Jesus is walking on water to the boat, and he calls out for Peter to come and walk with him. And Peter does. He goes out and walks with him, as some of you know. But he doubts, and he sees the wind, and he sees the water, and he starts to think, and he starts to sink, and Jesus saves him. It just shows you how patient God can be, or Jesus can be, when he has to deal with all the apostles who still doubt, even though he's right there in front of them. Now, one of my favorite moments is in Matthew chapter 22, when someone asks Jesus, what are the great commandments are? To which Jesus replies, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. This is all about love. You can do no wrong if you love. You can't sin against God if you love him. You can't sin against your neighbor if you love him. And that's something that's always just kind of in, like, the one takeaway you can take. If it's just one thing that Jesus has said, that's one of the most important things. And of course, you know how selfless Jesus is. In John chapter 13, he's washing the disciples' feet. Really important verse in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. The Son of Man did not come here to be served, but to serve and give his life for a ransom for many. He gave his life so that we might have eternal life. And that is the end-all, be-all selfless act. Jesus is selflessness, patience, and love. And you know the old saying, what would Jesus do? And if you want to be like Jesus, he would be selfless, patient, and loving towards others. Now, to go back to the world thing, in John chapter 15, Jesus is explaining to the apostles about how the world hates Jesus, and the world hates people that are like Jesus. But God calls us to be more than just people, but godly people. We are to be out in the world, but not be a part of it, but to be a part of God's people and to spread the good news. And I believe the world is wrong about how they feel about people that are selfish, patient, and loving towards others. They think they're weak, but I think people who embody that are some of the strongest people I've ever met. And if you find it hard for yourself to be selfless or patient or loving, then I might know a way for you to better yourself. First things first would be to read the Bible. There are plenty of examples that you could read. But the easiest trick I found, is just to go out and have a one-sided conversation with someone. I mean, having a long conversation with someone where you take yourself out of the equation and focus on what's going on in their life. Listen to their problems and help them figure out what is going on in their lives. And you can't just insert your opinion. This is a conversation about them. If you do that, you're taking yourself out of it, so you're selfless. You're listening to the person, you're patient, and it's all love. And if they do need your help, they do need your advice, tell them what you know about what the Bible says. Back to the first thing you should do. It's a lot of good advice that you can pull and help anybody. There are plenty of people here to talk to. And if you need help in your life with anything, there's always someone to listen to. There are plenty of people in this building that are willing to talk to you. And I think I talked a bit too quickly because I've already run through it, but... Thomas?